right, advertiser time. So, first off, our OG sponsor, Sinister Jerky. Use code KINGDOM, that's KINGDOM, at checkout at www.sinisterjerky.com. Grab yourself a nice little discount. And also, this podcast is powered by Balls Garara. Grab life by the balls. And with that said, let's go on to the podcast.
All right, welcome back to Castle Comms, episode high 90s. I don't fucking know, I've been busy. But today, we have a great guest. Today, we have a guy who makes music, makes content, and then also is a dungeon master, the game type, not the kinky type, in his free time. Content Ent, how are you doing today?
Hello.
Hello. What a deep and visceral hello. Like, hello. I feel yes. Like I'm talking to an actor. Like, I feel like I'm talking to somebody important, a politician, somebody who can take my future and just crush it in the palm of his or her hand.
That's right, Jack Eye Hairy Legs.
So what's...
You said politician. I wanted to sound like a politician.
Fair, fair. I thought you were going to go that route or one of those. Like, I'm just a simple country lawyer. <You
know? laughs> I'm just a simple country lawyer.
We know one of those.
I
fucking
ain't no
old
big
tropes.
City lawyer. I'm just a simple country lawyer.
I forget which trial it was. It was the one with Gwyneth Paltrow and that one guy. Well, apparently one of the lawyers, he kept saying that like the entire trial.
I've seen the clips
to the point where the opposing counsel made fucking fun of him. You know, you're bad when lawyers.
I ain't no big city lawyer.
When lawyers are talking shit in the courtroom. Just like, can we give the bailiff snacks? Be like, no, you can't give the bailiffs fucking... So what? No! Like, that whole trial was just so fucking stupid.
Your Honor, I have Welch's fruit snacks.
And then, the guy lost because he, texted everybody he knew. He was like, I'm famous! After the incident. Be like, you dumb fuck.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah, if you get fucking run over by some celebrity who says they have a candle that smells like their pussy, don't go telling everybody.
Can we talk about the pussy candle real quick?
Because I would love to.
Smell like her pussy, okay? It smells like flowers.
To be fair, I have never...
It smells like flowers.
I have never smelled Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy, but I can guarantee it does not smell like birch wood and fucking flowers.
Yeah, it does not smell... It does not have a floral scent. No,
but how arrogant do you have to be to smell that and be like, yeah, that's me.
That's my vagina. You have to be a celebrity of her size and stature.
Absolutely. So, Content, what would you do to get to that size and stature? Like, is there anything you wouldn't do? Would you read from the Book of the Dead, like in The Mummy? Would you drink the kid blood like our politicians?
So much I wouldn't do. I was thinking about this recently. Like, I was like, man, it would be so easy to start a TikTok and just act like a total piece of shit in public. And then you would get a million, 2 million views. And then, like everyone would hate you. You would be reviled.
Did you see that guy who was assaulting people in Japan and then randomly they just they stood up and they attacked him?
Yes, I did. He was apparently being very racist too. His name is Somali Polly or something like that.
That's definitely not his legal name.
No. Oh.
But imagine if that was your legal name. You're like, yeah, I strike out against everybody because my name is...
My parents named me the worst shit possible.
Right, my parents named me some crazy shit. But you're right, like that British kid that fucks up public, takes a bunch of other kids and they run through stores people hate him.
There's that other British kid that just walks into people's houses.
Just British kids in general.
Yeah, it's just British children, I think. It might not even be the children. It might just be the whole country.
Oi, bruv, let me beat you up on camera, bro.
People are like, Australia is the Florida of the world. No, it's Great Britain.
I mean, I have only been to the airport. I've never got to walk around the streets of Great Britain, but I have heard very mixed reviews. Have you ever been to the land of fish and chips?
No. The furthest I've been out of the states was Puerto Rico.
Oh, the 51st state. How did you like Puerto Rico?
I was 13, so I barely remember it, and we stayed at my rich uncle's resort that he owned because
you laugh as if this rich uncle is no longer a rich uncle.
No, he's no longer my rich uncle because they divorced.
Oh, isn't that a bummer? Did you look at your aunt and be like, why did you divorce the rich guy? Why would you do that?
Well, the aunt was not my blood. Divorced is my cousin. My cousin married into this wealthy Puerto Rican family and then got the...
Were you like the visitor that like rolls their R's like you belong to that club? Puerto Rico!
Again, I was 13, so I couldn't roll my R's. But if I went today... Absolutely. Puerto Rico.
It's my favorite when people try like so hard to pronounce something to be culturally like, you know, like nice, but they do it so bad. It's like insulting.
It's so pretentious. Like when the white people are like, I'm going to say one French word. So, you know, I have to have the worst French accent possible.
Like I remember being in Africa and we were doing like, you know, mission briefings. And there's this one guy who like Tanzania, like, you know, you always say Tanzania like that. It's just like, it was so far from his normal speech.
Accent,
dude. And it's just like, bro, like this is the equivalent of hearing China. It's like, it was that bad. It was like, what are you doing? Just say Tanzania. That's not how you say it. Come on.
Tanzania.
Speaking of that, man, I totally agree. Like with a show like mine, if I just wanted to focus on drama, if I wanted to be like the Keemstar, I could easily do it. If I wanted to write or left wing grift, I could totally do it. And I'd probably be way more I mean, if Pearly could be successful spouting
watching that shit.
You know,
I
have gotten I really like debates and I really like some of the people in the debate scene. Like Ethan, I think Ethan from H3, I don't always agree with him, but I think the way he goes through debating is very good because he like he lays these little traps and unless you know what you're looking for, people step on them all the time. He's very good at what he does. And like I saw him like debate Ollie London and I saw him debate like one of the guys from like the Colts. The Nexium Colt. And then the Pearly one.
The Pearly one was just, God, did she like...
She gave
she
up.
She looked like she was... She gave up.
She looked like she didn't want to be there.
Well, I feel like she was like on Xanax or something. She looked stoned and not like on some weed.
Potentially.
Like,
to me, it looked like she was like waiting for a bus. She was just like...
She was on her phone.
Looking at her phone.
She's getting texts from that Nazi, what's his name? Nick Fuentes. It was a train wreck.
When you brought up Nick, I really thought you were gonna like roll his like U in his name just to like Fuentes and to like fit into like what we were just talking about. Fuentes.
I'm too white. I can only certain things. Only certain, unfortunately.
Yeah, like there's just so many crazy things going on in current events. And just
too much.
And just the internet space, it's just too much to fucking keep track of. Like the shit that went on with like, you know, the Titanic sub. And it's just it blows my mind that this guy was able to operate this business with a ship that was never like, you know, it's still considered experimental. Like you're taking people down in experimental craft.
Experimental but extremely dangerous and warned by multiple people.
Right? And did you hear about that email he put out when then someone said, like, it's only a matter of time before somebody dies? He's like, I take that as an insult. And, like,
no, I haven't seen that.
That was, like, one of the last emails he sent, and then the incident happened. Oh. It's all crazy.
Oh, that's beautiful. I knew about him firing the guy that worked for him.
He's like, this isn't safe, boss.
He's like, this literally will explode.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you son of a bitch.
But the thing I don't understand about that is, like, you see the pictures of the sub. The porthole on that sub is, like, very tiny. It's like probably the size of a basketball. And then, like, it's just a tube. There's no rooms. They have a toilet. They're just like, oh, yeah, you could pee in this cup thing. And you're like, okay, sick.
They had to pee in, like, a bottle, and they, like, shit in the thing that, like, stayed in the sub. And there's a porthole that you could barely see out of.
And you know it takes a long time getting down there. Imagine if you, like, fucking took a shit. Like going down, you just had to fucking sit in your shit stink the entire voyage.
God. The the worst. So apparently, the sub at the beginning of the sub departure, there is an audio system in the craft that plays Celine Dion's "My Heart Will Go On."
So they're just really going for the heartstrings of the people who love the film Titanic, the romanticization of it, because the incident happened so fucking long ago. I find it hard to believe that anyone's like a true fan of the history other than the movie.
I've never even seen the movie, by the way, so I didn't even know that was in the movie. That's so funny. But anyways, apparently their audio system was malfunctioning that whole time, and it was just looping that song over and over again until...
So they had the worst day ever, is what you're telling me.
They had the worst day, probably. I mean, I would actually agree, yeah. Uh-huh.
So you never saw the movie?
I never saw Titanic.
See, like, as a man who grew up with his mom and sister, I was dragged to that movie on two occasions because, well, my aunt wanted to go for one. So I saw that movie twice, and it's a very long, very boring movie. And, like, the only part that's cool is when he, like, draws her topless on the couch. That's the only scene worth a shit. So I'm wondering if during, like the dive when they're playing that fucking near, far, wherever you are, if they, like, you know, flash, like, that one image on the side of the ship or, like, on a projector.
Oh, I love that. Oh.
Don't worry, I'm going to auto-tune that, so I'm going to come off sounding like a fucking rose. Guess what comes, baby?
Way down.
Oh, I'm going to make you sound like you're an absolute loop baritone.
Good.
But yeah, like, it just seems fucking horrible. And then did you see the posts from the guy who, like, that was his stepdad in the sub?
Blink-182 or the only...
Yeah, so, no, that's the same guy.
Yeah, no, I know. So
he, like...
Not only did he go to the concert...
Right, for those of you who don't know, this guy, he, like, is a big Blink-182 fan. He's probably, like, our age. He's probably, like, 30s, like, mid to early 30s. And he's just like, I'm going to Blink-182 concert. In times of trouble, music always helps me get through. And it's just like, bro, you just wanted to go to a Blink-182 concert. You don't give a fuck that your dad's, like, potentially dead in a submarine. So then he went there, and then, like, after that, he posts, like, hey, everybody, ladies, I'm single. And then, like, some OnlyFans girl hit him up and... was like, I'll sit on you. And he's like, please do. And then apparently somebody came at him and he said something racist. So then he got kicked off of Twitter.
He said the N-word.
Wait, he said the hard at? Hard E-R?
No,
like,
it wasn't a hard E-R, but he put that on Twitter.
Wow. So imagine that as your defense. Be like, people hate me because I'm a Nepo baby and I'm not showing enough empathy. I'm going to drop the N-word. Like, yeah. Look, what's that?
As well just, like,
how is that your play? Come on. Why?
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's got a fat inheritance coming his way.
Right? Right? Did you see that, like, horrible TikTok of, like, it just says widows of people who died in the sub, and it's that one guy dancing the ooh, da 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 da, da. It's that one dude dancing. It's just like, this is terrible. I know a lot of people are really really split on the jokes of it because it is very very soon, but it's just like, I don't know, this is where see the hypocrisy of social media. People will say things when it affects them or when it, like, something that hits. Like, you see people, like, you know, like, oh, like, you know, the violence. And, like, oh, people shouldn't be hurting each other. Like, we're all part of one family. And then it's been like, the fucking dumb fucking billionaire. You know? You know, along those lines, without getting into any specifics. But I bet you could read through the lines of that if you look just a little bit. But I'm not going there because this isn't a Keemstar show. Like I said, I don't have to go there.
Yeah, this isn't Drama Alert.
Yeah, not yet anyway. Fuck.
It will be.
It will be. But since we're talking about, like, current shit. So, Kick. I had conversations with people about Kick. And for me personally, like, I think, like, I didn't really want... I have major reservations about the site. Mm-hmm. But because I joined the Squabbleheads, which, oh, for those of you who haven't said on the show, I'm a member of the Squabbleheads now. I'm going to be doing my first Squabble stream, which is a VTube thing, and I'm part of a group of creators. So, they like some of them are on Kick, some of them are on Twitch, none of them are on YouTube. And, you know, as a rebrand, because I pretty much have to rebrand completely, when there's multiple platforms, it definitely makes that rebranding a little bit easier. It's like if I just go to a different platform, I don't have to explain everything to everybody, because that's like their only interaction with me, except for the people who are carrying over. But the people who are carrying over already fucking know. So I think that's going to be the one reason I am going to stream on Kick. Like, I don't believe, I don't agree with Kick politics. I don't agree with Aiden Ross at all. Like, given the opportunity, I would love to debate Aiden Ross, but I think it'd be painful.
Oh, yeah, he can't hold a sentence together. Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I've watched some of his debates, and it just feels like the loudest guy to him wins.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. It's just the who can get, like, the best one-liner out.
Right, right. And it's just...
scream W the loudest.
W, like, and I know that Kick,
W,
like, I got, there's just a lot of things I don't trust about them. So for somebody who's in the firm, like, not into Kick camp, what is your major reservation with the platform?
Well, here, this is...
other
this
than
is,
Toadster Tweets being on there, because fuck Toadster Tweets, am I right?
Fuck Toadster Tweets. So this is how I look at Kick, right? To give a good example of this, we're going to look at Mixer, right?
Right.
Microsoft. Multi-billion-dollar platform, rivaling the size of Amazon easily.
Right.
They own their own web hosting services, right? I believe it's Azure.
So they have the money and the means to be completely successful.
The money to be completely successful, the means to not have nearly any overhead, not nearly as much as Kick does, because Kick... not only, you know, has to run the website monetarily, but it also has to pay for web hosting services. Microsoft True. Didn't have that.
Right.
Microsoft had Mixer, ran it through its course, did the same thing that Kick is doing, bought a bunch of creators for not nearly as much money as Kick is doing, and still decided in the long run the best interest of the company, Microsoft, much larger than Kick will or stake will ever be.
Right.
Just a behemoth of capitalism decided, no, it's a better business decision to sell off Mixer or to just get rid of it entirely. That's why that is my reservation when it comes to Kick, is because there's no way it can succeed.
See, the funny
now,
thing about that is everyone I know who ever did anything on Mixer said it had the best, like, tech. Like, they didn't have nearly the problems that they experience on Twitch, Kick, or other platforms. So, yeah, you're right. They not only had the infrastructure, they had the money, the backing, and the know-how, or it feels like a lot of these places don't have the know-how. For example, Elon Musk is talking about moving Twitter into a streaming platform, but... yet he can't handle DeSantis' announcement that only had like half a million people listening and it crashed everything. Like, if you can't handle something that AM radio can do, how are you going to run a streaming network?
For sometimes 10 minutes at a time. They have the biggest crash on during the DeSantis thing was 10 straight minutes of silence. Like, it's insane. And they didn't have nearly as much as Twitch gets concurrently every day. It's
like, I'm not an Elon hater. I hate that when you say one negative thing about the guy, you're considered a hater of Elon. Just like if you say one positive thing about him, you're like an Elon stan out of nowhere. Mike,
I'll take all the heat, 8-Bit. I'm a big Elon hater. Bring in the comments.
I will
Come
say,
on, Elon stans. Bring it in.
I feel like he lies about dumb shit. Like when he lied about the emerald mine. And then his dad came forward because, you know, he had that contest. But like, if you can prove I had an emerald mine, I'll give you money. And his dad's like, you own the emerald mine. Here's the receipts. Where's my money?
He's like, yeah, it most definitely paid for all of Elon's shit and everything.
It's like, Elon, like, you can come from money and still be, like, you know, a successful individual. You don't have to, like, do this rags. I mean, even though you didn't do money good for PayPal and you bought Tesla, you didn't build Tesla. But that's a whole nother thing. Like, I just,
every company he owns.
I just don't understand his, like, stances on stuff. But you know what? That's fine. I don't have to understand everybody under the sun, but what I do have to understand are the lines for the fights coming up with Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk.
Because
I am a gambling man, and I have to give odds to Zuck, because Zuck actually trains to fight.
He's been training.
He has been training. It's crazy. And he's been smoking a lot of meats. He's making meats. Like,
oh, so he's living the Liver King life without the steroids.
Look up smoking these meats by Zuck.
Like, I just want to see Zuckerberg get into the ring, and then you know how they always come in those big, God, fluffy, like, you know, it almost looks like, yeah, a bathrobe. I want him to drop, yeah, his bathrobe and have, like, Yakuza tattoos all over his,
yeah,
back.
It's just completely ripped. He's, like, the most ripped you've ever seen anyone. Like, he's been juicing. Like, he's Liver King size. Like, that's right. That's all I want. I want him to cave in Elon Musk's boxy chest.
And there's videos of him fighting. There's videos of him. Like, he's not a black belt. He's a blue belt in, I don't know the discipline. I don't know if it's Muay Thai. It's jiu-jitsu. Okay, so he's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, which, you know, that takes a lot of dedication, more dedication than I ever had towards my martial arts or anything like that. And, like, you know, he spars. Like, Elon, like, the last picture I saw of him shirtless was him on that boat looking like a dad bod. He's got a dad bod, you know, and not strong dad bod.
He's got some boobas, dude.
Yeah, and I just feel like Zuck would just gas him out. Like, it wouldn't even, like, he wouldn't even have to hit him.
I just take him out. Like,
maybe Elon has, like, maybe Elon could just tank punches. Maybe it'll be like that Simpsons episode where fucking Homer fought Mike Tyson and he was just standing there getting his ass kicked.
Elon Musk comes out in, like, an Iron Man suit. He's, like, fully armored and it's got the Tesla logo on it.
But the thing I don't understand is all these people are coming out of the woodwork and making this a good versus evil narrative fight. They're like, Zuck,
who's good? Who's good in the fight?
Nobody's
who's
good.
Who's the good person?
See, you, like, okay, I've been reading a lot of people, like, offering to train Musk, and they're like, we need to take Zuckerberg down. He's against freedom of speech and against the people. Beating him will be a step. It's like, and I'm just like, bro, it's not that deep. These guys are billionaires. They don't give a fuck about us, like, at all. He didn't buy Twitter to reestablish free speech. He brought Twitter for fucking yucks. Come on.
He bought it to, like, prove a point because he was mad.
Well, I think somebody told him to do it. He was like, bet, I won't do it, bet.
Yeah. He's like, fine, I'll do it. And then the Twitter's like, okay, dude.
And then he overpaid for it.
He tried to get out of it, and then Congress forced him to buy it.
Right, and then he overpaid for it by a lot. Mm-hmm. By a lot.
Overpaid for it. And apparently he stepped down earlier this month as CEO. Okay.
God, I have not seen the CEO that I forget her name. I haven't seen any tweets from her because you'd think the new CEO, her tweets would be promoted. Like, because I know Elon had his engineers promote his tweets out, even if you weren't following Elon, which kind of weird.
I blocked his ass, dude. I was sick of it.
I just muted it because it's just like, like, I used to like his stuff because his stuff used to be like thought provoking. Or he used to post like little drawings of like little ideas he had. Like, he had this one where like the outlets in your house were movable, and I was like, that'd be sick actually. Be like, oh, I don't have to, like, you know, plan my room around the outlets. I can just put my room anywhere I want and then move the outlets accordingly, which would be sick.
Yeah, you know, sometimes has ideas that are cool.
Right, you know, but, you know, will they ever...
Designs a bulletproof truck that's been supposedly coming out next year for...
Oh, Cybertruck?
Yeah.
Okay, so Cybertruck, do you think Cybertruck will, like, have ChatGPT built into it? You think it can have, like, full conversations with your car as you're, like, driving to location?
Who knows? That, I mean, do I believe that'll happen at some point in the future? Yes.
So you bring up an interesting thing with AI. Now, what's your stance on AI? Do you think AI is going to kill us all? Do you think AI is, like, too powerful for us dumb fucks? Like, what is your stance on AI?
I feel like it was the inevitable step humanity was going to take along the technological evolution. It's just, you know, if this is the last step and it kills us, or, you know, the super robot butlers have an uprising in 1,000 years, who knows?
It's a bunch of Rosie the Robots and, like, French maid dresses are going to kill us.
Have you ever seen iRobot with Will Smith?
Yes. I did not kill him! And he smashes his hands on the table. And you're like, well, that looks like anger to me.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be one of those situations.
Yeah, did you hear about the military drone that tried to kill its operator?
No,
so
that's crazy.
They have military drones, and they have to, like, that are, like, they're installing AI, and they had to literally write into its thing, do not kill the operator. So this drone was out on a mission, and the person who's controlling this has an override thing, and, like, the robot was doing something, the AI was doing something he didn't like, so he took an override. So then the robot, once the override was over, found the radio tower where the guy was operating it from and blew it up, so the guy could no longer override it. Yeah, I mean, you know damn well if that guy was in range, if he didn't have that hardwired into his code to not kill the operator, he would have done it.
Oh my god, that's horrifying. That's way more horrifying than the sub to me.
Right. That's just wow. Yeah, that's just one of those, like, maybe we should unplug this. So, yeah. The sub is a terrible situation, but there have been a lot of TikToks that have come out, and I'm going to share with you my favorite one. So you know that Fast and the Furious movie where he, like, Dom's in a car and he's, like, falling towards the ocean?
All of them.
Yeah, I forget which one it is because they all suck. But that there's this one where he's, like, he fell off a bridge and he's, like, hauling ass towards the ocean. He's, like, bracing himself. There is one person, like, put that, like, video clip in there. He's, like, there's only one way to save those guys in the sub. I'm coming, family.
Oh, I saw one with him, like, in... It wasn't a video. It was just a still image, and he was like in the ocean driving a boat, and he's like, "No one leaves family behind." But I haven't seen that one.
I mean, that's the crazy thing about the generation and times we live in. No matter what happens, no matter how fresh, people will make TikToks, and he's like, "I'm already seeing TikToks about the Russian mercenaries turning against Russia, which just happened a few hours ago. Are you tracking that?"
No. I haven't heard anything. That's amazing.
Wagner Group, one of the main Russian mercenary groups, was fired upon by Russian troops. And I think it was an accident. Like, it was like airstrikes, artillery. It was very coordinated, and they lost a lot of guys. So Pedrogin, the guy who's, like, in charge of that shit, turned his forces around, and he's going straight into Russia, and he's like, "We're going to kill the Secretary of Defense and the general in charge of operations." And he said that the war is based on lies. He said some other shit, and he's pretty much like, "If you get in our way, we'll kill you." And apparently they've already claimed to take down a helicopter, and now there's, like, footage of them fighting, apparently. That's been unconfirmed, obviously. And Russia has already put they opened a trial, and they're saying that he's inciting arms, which, you know, they wouldn't do that if it wasn't happening. Yeah. So maybe the war in Ukraine will end completely that wasn't on my bingo card, you know?
Yeah, holy shit. Speaking of what else wasn't on your bingo card, actually... Sorry, the left turn here. Do you know who the Island Boys are?
Oh, yeah, they're doing porn now, from what I heard. Yeah, they're doing OnlyFans. Yeah, well, they're hinting at it, from what I heard. They're like, "What if we kissed on the island?" Or some shit.
Yeah, oh, my God. They have pictures of them touching their tongues together and shit on Twitter.
I bet they're horrifying. Touching other things.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Oh, God.
It's like, it's not like, you know, the man-on-man thing that's horrifying. The horrifying thing is that they're brothers. That's very incestual. Which is funny because I'm sure there's some guys out there who's like, "Yeah, I watch porn with twins. That's hot." You're like, "Oh, okay."
Wait, they're man twins. No!
Oh, God. Not that kind of double mint gum.
No, I'm a West Virginian coal miner sort of man. Sorry, the West Virginia coal miners that listen to the cast.
You know, all five of them, died from black lungs, so I think we're okay.
The canaries didn't sing in the coal mine.
I mean, you can only bitch about OSHA regulations for so long before the inspectors stop coming out.
They
all got fracking jobs. God willing. We should all be so lucky. Oh, content. You silly, silly, silly man. So, from somebody who DMs, for those of you, the people at home who don't know what DMing entails, can you tell them at home how hard is it to build a world, build everything around the world, and then cater it to the dumb shit that your adventurers will get into?
Oh, it's extremely easy. You just type it all in the ChatGPT, and it just does it for you. Hands free. I'm just sitting, but no, I'm just kidding. But I did actually use a little ChatGPT for some things. I will admit that. Like, I made some creatures in ChatGPT. I basically did all the heavy lifting in ChatGPT, where I was like, yeah, find a bunch of, like, skills that do this, and then it would do that. But otherwise, you know, most of it just comes from
most of it writes itself.
A lot of it's improv.
So when you improv things off the cuff, do you have, like, stat lines ready to go for these random, like, occurrences? Do you just have, like, random dude stats just in case, like, you want them to fight a villager?
Yes, actually. I know we're going into somewhere, like, you know, a village or something, I'll make some people, give them, like, jobs and, you know, whatever. And then, like, you know, from there, it's just like, all right, who do they run into? Let's roll some dice. Oh, it's, I don't know, the blacksmith is walking down the street and he's pissed off or something. It's a lot of, like, you know, dice rolls, random chance, and then just, you know, a little bit of world building on the side.
So the campaigns that you typically run, are they all homebrew, or are you running this off of a book like Strand or one of those?
No, this is all my stories for sure are homebrew. So I'll do, like, setting, everything like that is homebrew, but, you know, we'll do, like, the D&D deities and such. Like, you know, we're not going to Baldur's Gate, but, you know, we're...
Baldur's Gate is so cool.
It's so cool.
Are you going to buy Baldur's Gate? Are you going to become a Baldur's Gate streamer?
I have it already. I've been waiting.
Waiting for full release or waiting to stream it? You, like, waiting for a special day?
A full release, and, like, the last time I tried to stream it, it, like, ran kind of buggy, so I'm hoping that they update it and it's a little bit smoother, because, like, it's, like, you know, low FPS on my laptop. Ugh.
Oh.
Can't have that.
Get a PC, you nerd.
I need to. Call one of your Oilers to buy me one. One of your whales.
You know,
a Saudi prince that watches or something.
You know, it's part of what keeps the lights on here at Castle Comms is my vast network of oil money.
Yeah, I know. I know where you get your funds from.
I mean, fair. I am part of the Ted Cruz slush fund. Like,
the Ted Cruz super PAC.
Yes. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on over here. Baby 2 is going to make its self known very soon. My wife is coming over with contraction things because Braxton Hicks is a thing. For those of you who don't know what Braxton Hicks is, that's when you have pre-contraction contractions, which is your body getting ready to push out a baby. So this kid was supposed to come out on the 7th. It looks like it's going to be coming out on the 20th. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. So this is me riding the high of being a dad squared, a dad times two. New Balances will reappear on my feet, and I'll start making puns for the next year straight. Probably not the best time. I know, not again, right? After I got over that. It's coming back. Right?
It's like a couple weeks at most.
It's a very surreal moment when you're handed a screaming ball of, like, meat. These little kids, man, they're just flailing little balls of anger. Like, my daughter, when she was born, for, like, the first year, because they don't really make facial expressions for the longest time when they're young, we just called her Grumpy Cat because she was just pissed all the time, and she would cry over everything. So it's just like, anyone who tells you the newborn stage is the best stage is a fucking lie. The newborn stage sucks ass. Like, yes, is it sweet? Yes. Is it very cute? Yes, but, you know, the stage where they're actually, like, coherent and can, like, talk, like, that's so much better.
For themselves for a little bit.
At least a little bit. Like, once you get to the big daddy stage, if I wipe my own ass, I wipe my own ass. That's what it's... I'm not even there yet, dude. My kid just, like, she'll go on the potty sometimes, but other times she'll just be like, I poo-poo. Like, no, oh, God, we're right here. Why didn't you tell me? One of those things.
Oh, that's great.
So you made a big life change recently too. You have become full Florida man, bath salts and all. How has that progress and progression been going for you?
The bath salts have been good for sure. the evening, you know, I smoke a little bit, and then I go out and eat people's brains in the boardwalk at night. You know, it's like
when you say that, is that a euphemism for going down on one's ball sack, or is that like actually ripping open their head and eating their balls, or both?
No, I think there's some lady did some bath salts in like 2008, and it was like a story. She like ate somebody's face or something.
Oh yes, tale as old as time. I think they're making that into a Disney movie.
Oh, they should. It'd be wonderful.
It would be it'd be majestic. I would love that so much.
Yeah, Florida's pretty nice. You know, it's warm. It only occasionally smells like farts. I've only seen like 3 or 4 acts of roadway violence, you know.
You've been there for like a week. 3 or 4's a lot.
Yeah. You know, it's Florida.
So, like, most places have a humidity, like, scale. Do you guys have, like, a outside fart smell scale? Oh, yeah, there's a high chance of wet fart smell.
Oh, God, it's like 100. You will smell fart. If you're going anywhere in Florida, it will smell like farts at any point in time. Like, you will smell it. It happens more frequently at night, and sometimes it's so powerful, it'll, like, your nose will just stop smelling. You're just like, my nose stopped.
So what is the biggest piece of culture shock? Which I know is hard, is a weird thing to say, being in the States and experiencing culture shock in another state, but it's a thing. Like, have you experienced any culture shock in Florida?
Yeah, a little bit. The drive-through margarita places are a little interesting, where you could just drive up and be like, yeah, I want like 3 margaritas, and they just hand it to you through a drive-through window with a cup with a straw, and you just go on your merry way.
And you just put that in your cup holder? Like, what happens if you get pulled over and they're like, have you been drinking or driving? And you have a literal open container.
Yeah. Yeah. And the open container is illegal. And they still exist. You can drive up to a place and get a margarita.
Was that just like the honor system? How does that work? I don't know. Florida seems like it's got some strange things like that. Like, when you came there, did they make you immediately check between, like, Disney or DeSantis? Or they're like, what side are you on?
You're on the side of Disney or DeSantis? No, luckily, I've been low-key. I've been wearing Hawaiian shirts. Nobody has any idea.
Oh, they just think you're a fucking rich dude who's out there to retire young. They think you're probably... He's a tech millionaire.
Boy, guys. Like, what do you do? It's like, yeah, Bitcoin. They're like, oh.
Or you could lean into the, like, oh yeah, I made that product ball magic.
Yeah, you ever heard of ball magic? Yeah, it's, you know, Google it. You know, check out the website, you know.
So is there plans?
Little ear balls.
Are there plans to make a sequel to Ball Magic or make any other ball magic products?
I have, I think, 3 more scripts.
Okay.
One is just about finished. The other 2 are like outlined. But yeah, there are plans to make Ball Magic 2, 3, and 4, and maybe some other products. Just have to get around to it.
That's pretty good. Are you gonna like do the full TikTok with the character and the wig and all that?
I want to. I want to make him a character. I just have to figure out what I want to do with him, because I love Ball Magic. But those commercials take a lot of time to make.
Absolutely.
You know, something like that, you want to push out content.
See, that's the crazy thing about short form like content, like shorts or TikTok. It's like you put a lot of work into like something that's less than 30 seconds most of the time.
Yeah, and then most of the time, the stuff that you put that much work into does terribly. And it's like the just show, record a video of yourself with one of the filters that spins above your head that eventually goes, it says twink. And you're like, I'm not a twink. What? Oh, what's going on? And then you get like 2.7 million views. It's insane.
Right. Or you just be like, I guess I'm a twink now. And then you own it.
I thought it was a bear, or at least a bunk, which is a bear hunk. But no, I'm a twink.
That's a bear hunk, isn't it? Like a like.
Well, have you seen the?
No. So is that like a well groomed bear?
Yeah, it's there's like a huge Venn diagram, like one of those multi layered Venn diagrams with like the different spectrums.
Right.
I should say.
So, like the typical and famous bear-on-bear relationship is a bear and a cub, and the cub is usually, like, a twink, and the bear is, like, you know, the grizzled, like, guy.
Mm-hmm. And now there's otters, which are, like...
The fuck is an otter?
Smaller. It's, like, a smaller bear, like, a little bit tinier, but, like, a
little... Well, like, hairy. A 5'5 bear or something?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, like, a bear's, like a big, big, hairy guy, and then, like otters...
Like if Yogi's like sidekick, you know, hey, boo boo, yeah, like yeah. If Babu, like if if Boo Boo was like, you know, in a in a bear relationship with another short one, then I guess that would be a otter situation.
Yeah, I would say probably it's more like a body type.
Do you think they have like a height scale? You're like, it's bears only, and then you walk up and like, sorry kid, you're too
6 and over.
You're 2 inches too short. Get in the otter club over there. Winnie Hut Juniors is right there.
We know a junior. Yeah, no, I'm sure. I would say that there's definitely a spectrum. Let's put it that way.
That's a very controversial word to use for anything. Because anytime you say spectrum, people just assume you're talking about a certain thing.
I'm gonna be honest. That's kind of why I love you.
Piece of shit. Everyone just wants to think about Spectrum Mobile.
Yeah, Spectrum Mobile, that's what I meant. Yeah.
The only reason I know about Spectrum Mobile is those goddamn Spotify ads I get constantly because I refuse to pay for premium.
I have to. I swear if I hear one Spotify ad, I'm
they're cool. Painful, and they play like every fourth song. It's like, dude, it's come so on. Bad. Come it's on. So bad. You're really strong-arming me into this.
They want. It's like 5 minutes of ads.
Right. So speaking of strong arming and things like that, do you feel like Twitch, maybe, I'm going to throw a conspiracy theory out at you. Do you think Twitch is tired of the streaming game? Like maybe they're going the way of like a Mixer. Maybe they don't want to do it anymore. Maybe they're trying to make people leave to try to be like, oh, it's not our fault they left, and then just be like, oh, we don't have enough people. We're just going to close doors because they're making money off of Kick. Because Kick runs their entire shit, you know? Like, if you look at Kick, it's pretty much a green version of Twitch. Like, it's the exact same fucking everything. So,
and they pay for Amazon Web Service, too.
Exactly. So Twitch is being profitable off of Kick, and with all the crazy contracts that are going down, like $100 million for XQC, to be non-exclusive, you know damn well Twitch is not going to be writing shit like that. So do you think maybe this is their way of bowing out without bowing out? Like this is their excuse to like get out of the game while saving face?
I don't think so, and here's why. Amazon has a stake in Twitch, even though Twitch...
Was that a pun intended because you used the word stake?
Yeah, a little bit, actually, a little bit. Glad you caught that. So Amazon invented the live streaming software and protocol, whatever, that Twitch uses, right? Because
right.
Amazon also uses that for a different live streaming service. Like Amazon has its own separate from Twitch, but it like is the same. Essentially, it's like the same software or whatever that Twitch runs on.
Right.
But Amazon wants Twitch there to basically to keep the copyright alive for that.
Well, the weird thing too is, have you noticed, well, I don't know how into sports you are, but Amazon and Twitch had a partnership where certain games are only broadcasted on Twitch. For example, Thursday Night Football. For some weeks, it's only on Twitch. So you get people who want nothing to do with streamers, want nothing to do with Twitch, on Twitch to watch a football game. So in a way, it's like, are you guys going to make this into an exclusive like TV kind of thing where it's just like, hey, fuck blackout deals like you get for like MLB TV and things like that. If you want to watch exclusive deals that are cheaper than a pay-per-view, you come here.
I think that would be a smart thing to do. I mean, I don't know how good that would be for the health of the company or the community and all.
True, but they don't really seem to give a shit about the health of the community. They care about money.
They don't care at all. Yeah, they care about money. Yeah, but like I'm sure in a business sense, yeah, that's probably what they're going to start gearing towards. Try to get more like channels, I guess you could say, to like run their stuff on Twitch.
Right? But Twitch is so vast, like there could be something for everybody. Be like, hey, if you just want to watch football, here's the NFL channel with no chat enabled. And you know those people are gonna watch the football game, they're like, I'm horny now, and they're gonna go to bikini streams or whatever, ASMR.
That's what they hope. They're like, you know, game's over, and Twitch hopes that those people go, oh, what's an amaranth? She looks lovely.
But my question to you is like, okay, so gambling sites, a lot of reputable ones, they have actual ID verification where you have to send a photo of your ID front and back, you have to send a photo of yourself. And then you have to show, yeah, like DraftKings or the ones that operate in the U.S. How hard would that be for Twitch to be like, okay, you want to do like what kind of streaming you wanting to do? You want to do bikinis or you want to be topless? Do this. Or if you want to be political, do this. Like, I don't see why they don't just make like a Twitch X where you have to pay like a subscription fee to like get in there, kind of like you would for any other streamer. I don't know why they don't do that. They'd make more money.
I can see that, but I feel like that'd be like a last resort sort of thing. Like, that's what they're like, we got to keep the lights on. We got to enable Twitch X, you know. But I don't think Amazon cares about Twitch being profitable, because Twitch is, again, they've never been profitable ever. I honestly think that Twitch is just there, and they like... They take up such a tiny fraction of Amazon.
But the more big creators that they lose and the more sub revenue that they lose, they're going to become more and more unprofitable. And then there's going to be a place where they're going to be like, we're losing this much now.
Because
it's all about like, because it's a publicly owned company. You know, stock and people are going to be like, we lost how much money this quarter? The fuck?
Yeah. No, I agree. But I don't know, because they didn't care when they lost Ninja. They didn't care when they banned Dr. Disrespect permanently, who was like the largest at the time. Like,
well, that guy, like, I don't know what he did, but he must have done some really fucked up shit.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole.
I don't really like. I don't get the things that he does. Like, I get it. He's been around forever. I get it. He's funny on occasion, but like. The dude does a lot of weird shit. Like, he's afraid of 5G.
Yeah, he literally believes crystals are protecting him from 5G. Like, he's insane. Like,
not to get too into the Hassan shit, but I guess we'll get into it. As long as I've been in this space, making fun of the cheating incident has been common practice. I've heard so many people make fun of that shit.
He's the two-time.
But, like... when Hassan did it, they're like, "On his anniversary." He's like, "I don't think anyone fucking knew it was his anniversary." Did he like make what, that known?
Yeah, like it's like, oh my god, Hassan totally knows when your anniversary with your wife is, and then made a joke on that day to like, you know, it's like, it's like
my favorite part. It wasn't even a Hassan comment. He was reading a comment out loud, and he's like, "You know, no, fucking own it. I don't give a shit." This is why I like Asmongold, because Asmongold is like, his takes lately have been so good. He's just like, who gives a shit? It's like, thank you, Asmon. Thank you.
Asmongold, he sometimes has some great takes, but my God, sometimes he has some.
Yeah, he's very hit and miss. But that's the thing about all these guys, is like, I don't think, I think if you agree with somebody 100% of the time, then that's a problem. Like, I can look at something Andrew Tate says. And I can agree with, like, a little bit of it. Be like, okay, you know, like, you do have to. Like, no one's going to give a shit about you. You have to give a shit about you. But then you read the rest of the comment, and you're like, the rest of this is horseshit. Like, you could have just stopped it there.
Yeah, he like, somehow turns it sexist or something in the end. When in essence, he's like, you know, clean your room and be, you know, be cool with your friends. And you're like, okay. And
but you know who doesn't have to clean their room? Them goddamn women! Some dumb
like,
shit.
They have to get sold into slavery. It's like, whoa.
I love trolling him. Like, he posted something today about, like, I am preparing for my return. And I was like, return to prison?
He's broke now. They took all his money.
Yeah, they did. And it's so crazy when that shit gets, like, revealed. And it's so funny because, like, they misinterpreted one of the, like, the amount of Bitcoin he has because, like, the Romanian to English translation wasn't perfect. So they said he had, like, 200 million Bitcoins when, in fact, they were trying to say he had, like, $200,000 worth of Bitcoin or something like that. So so everyone's like, oh, they're just making shit up. It's like, bro,
that's
like,
so funny.
And anytime you say anything
I heard
those,
200,000 Bitcoin, but that's so funny. It's probably $200,000
worth of Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yeah, worth of Bitcoin. That's so funny.
And I love it. I was like, show the evidence. Be like, bro, they're Romanian. Their justice system is completely different from the U.S. They don't have to say shit. They don't want to.
So funny. Yeah, it's been quite the spectacle, all this stuff happening.
Right? And then just like, do you follow CoffeeZilla? Do you watch any CoffeeZilla stuff?
I've seen everything of his has been cool, but I haven't like
He dissects scams really well. Like he'll like do like multi like shows about like complete deep dives on like the Logan Paul crypto zoo scam and shit like that. It's insane how a lot of people, like a good one, Aiden Ross, pumped MILFcoin knowing it was going to fail and then sold before it failed and like ran off with like a cool $1 million or however fucking much he made. I don't have the exact number. Don't fucking quote me. But like, and then after he's like, I hope you guys didn't invest in that scam. Like, bro, you were pushing it. What the fuck? Or like
it's literally your fans' money.
I don't understand how you can like be a fan of somebody like that and then get like, let's say you put even $5 in and you lost that. How are you going to be like, oh yeah, this guy just took me for a ride knowingly? Like,
W.
Like, I don't understand like that mindset, but
it's insane.
It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So speaking of not making a whole lot of sense to me, I am music illiterate. Like I have never been good at making music.
Oh, me too.
So I don't know how the fuck someone makes music. So can you run me through your music making process when it comes to chase sequence and your synth wave?
It's extremely rudimentary. I was not kidding when I said I am also music illiterate. I know nothing about music theory. I know like you gotta use a scale to make it sound good. All right, so you know, the most I do is like I'll pick a scale out of like the scale helper where it highlights where that scale is on the piano roll where you type in you put the notes in, you know, and then that's it. Like I'll get some synths.
Right. For me, music theory ends when Tom chases Jerry across the piano.
Yeah, exactly. I can't play any music on a instrument, right? Like I can't do that. So I was like, all right, well, I like music. I want to make it. So what can I do? The easiest, most brain dead, simple genre there is synthwave.
There you go.
4/4 major scales. So easy.
What song are you most proud of out of your catalog? And how long did it take to make that song ballpark wise? Because I'm sure you don't have the exact number off the top of your head. And if you do, then by all means, share it.
I just a few days ago finished my most recent song, which is coming out July 6th. Entitled Her Shadow at Dusk.
Oh, is that for my daughter's projected birthday? How kind.
Yes.
How sweet.
Yep, there you go.
How noble.
hold her up against the dusk of the sun and may cast a shadow for me.
Put her not fully developed ears in my in my headset. Blast.
There you go. This song's about you. Crank it up to 11.
She's crying with joy. Oh no. Oh no. That would be all bad. So we will put the links to that retroactively, because this episode's definitely gonna drop before that song drops. But we'll put my
Spotify page on there.
We'll put your Spotify link in there so the people can, you know, get a feel for the chase sequence and the beautiful synth wave feels and vibes. So content, my next question to you is there any game on the horizon that you're looking forward to? Whether it be for the King 2, whether it be Baldur's Gate full release, like what has got you captivated?
No, I'm gonna say the obvious right now, the obvious ones.
Cuck Simulator 4.
We're all waiting for Cuck Simulator 4. That has just been my... God, I've been waiting for that since 2014, since Cuck Simulator 2 dropped. And then, oh, we all know the disappointment of Cuck Simulator 3.
I mean, that one was we've been edging ever since.
Yeah, so Cuck Simulator 4, it's a return to form. All right.
A tour de force of Cuck.
A tour de force of Cuckery.
Sneeko gave it 2 thumbs up.
2.5 thumbs up, and you know where the half thumb is coming from.
Oh, that's sad. He only has a half a thumb going on there. But hey, that's...
Oh, he has half a thumb. So, Starfield.
Starfield.
We all know Starfield.
Isn't that the one where it's like No Man's Sky, where you just like a random dude out there and you can do whatever?
Yeah, it's Space Skyrim. It's made by the same people that made Skyrim. It's going to be the same engine, so it's literally going to be Space Skyrim.
Okay, so No Man's Sky with NPCs.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially, yeah.
And without the massive rework, it'll actually be ready at drop, building, hopefully.
I think it's like, you know, it's a fleshed-out universe. So.
Right. Oh, so that being said, what was a bigger disappointment for you? Cyberpunk when it first came out, or No Man's Sky when it first came out?
I would have to say, yeah, because I day-oned both of those, huh? Wow, that's a rough-looking back.
That's what you get for... those are probably the only games you pre-ordered, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't.
So this is your fault, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's literally you actual
you piece of shit.
Yep. I start to play No Man's Sky because I've heard it's fine now. Like I've heard it's pretty fine. And then Cyberpunk, I've also heard is fine. It's about to have an expansion too. So I don't know. I gotta get in back into both of them. But I think honestly, Cyberpunk disappointed me the most because my God, I love The Witcher.
Not enough general roles for you, or.
No, I love The Witcher 3, it was so disappointing. 8-bit, did you play Cyberpunk?
I did not play Cyberpunk. I was really close, but my new thing with games is I wait 2 weeks before I purchase it because I am sick of spending $60+ on an unfinished product and getting my feelers hurt. I'm tired of being lied to, content. I'm tired of
Gollum.
Gollum. That game. I kind of wish I would have bought that one just so I could have been angry. Because, oh my God, the anger. It's just like,
so funny watching
you're not. It's not even a tutorial when you're a slave. It's just literally doing dumb shit. And the funniest thing with Golem is when, like, the meme somebody dropped where it was like, grovel, beg, and then one said, give head. And it was like, oh my God. Like, I could literally see that in this game, the way that Schmeagle's acting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. God, it's so bad.
Like, who made this? And there was like, fans of the movie made this. I was like, did they?
Did they?
Like, fans of BDSM sex made this.
Fans of torture.
And his hair. Like, why? The hair was so bad.
Somebody did a comparison between him from 2014, like Shadow of Mordor, and to the most recent one, and it's just night and day. Like, it's crazy.
Like, if they're beating you in 2014 with their graphics, there's a problem.
There is a big problem. Big problem. But
the problem is the consumer. It's never the gaming company.
Never.
I think we can agree with that. It's not me who's wrong. It's the kids.
It's the kids that are wrong.
So on that line of thought, is there any new trends or any things that you see with the younger streaming community or content creator community that you just can't abide by?
I think in a general sense, just like the people being shitty for content, you know.
Right, like we touched
like
on.
Being assholes. We touched on the TikTok stuff, right? But yeah, I feel like I don't want to sound like one of those old people, but the younger generation actually is not even. There's just a lot of shitties. You know, a lot of people doing scams. A lot of people just.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the recent one with the guy with the $100,000 Rolex?
No.
So there's this one that just came out. I saw it on Twitter. It's this dude who's like in a pool with a $100,000 Rolex. And he's just like, I got this Rolex for free. And what I did is I made a business. I got a bunch of business cards. I bought this with business card money. I then said my business went bankrupt, like declared bankruptcy, and now they won't go after the business. And I'm going to sell this watch to a pawnbroker for $80,000, and I'm going to pocket $80,000 and walk away. And he's saying all this, and it's like his whole face, the watch. He even shows the cards. It's like, bro, you're gonna get, you're so caught. Like
he's Andrew Tating himself.
He just like full reported. Yeah, it's like you can't full report yourself like that.
Yeah, he did the self report from Among Us, dude. Like he told on himself.
It's so bad. It's just like you're going to jail, kid. I don't know what to tell you.
It's so funny.
And even if you were to sell it for $80,000, what's going to happen when they come back and they want their $100,000? You're going to be $20,000 in the hole. You're not going to have it.
He's got to find another government, the Ponzi scheme. He's just going to have to just get a citizenship in, like, Liberia or something.
But this kid was young. He definitely doesn't have those means to go do that kind of shit.
Not at all. No.
Yeah, this kid looked like he was maybe 22, maybe.
Oh,
he had a bowl cut and everything. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
I can't wait. I can't wait till he goes to jail. That's so good.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water? Bubble water?
Yeah.
You drink bubble water.
I don't think they sell that in prison. I don't think they got that there in Romanian jail.
Government waters for poor people, for poors.
He calls them poories or some shit. Poorsies.
Brokies.
See, the funny thing is about that shit is, like, he's literally talking to everybody watching that shit. He's calling them brokies. And
yeah,
it's just like,
it's so good. It's like, and these people are like, yeah, that's me. I'm a brokie. I don't want to be a brokie. I want to be cool. Yeah.
It's like, do you guys just have, like, a fetish where you like to have people, like, put you down? Because if so, that's fine. Like, just admit that.
Yep. Reminds me of Cuckoldry Simulator 4.
Oh, less. I know that. That game is going to slap, and also the soundtrack is going to be unmatched.
Oh, it's so good. It was made by Hans Zimmer and Jack Black. Like, that's going to be
And the
wild.
London Symphony Orchestra. Like,
and the Blue Man Group. Just everyone, really.
I think the Blue Man Group are actually in the scene where they played the music. What would you do if you came home from a long day at work and the Blue Man Group were just tag-teaming your wife or girlfriend and and while they were taking breaks, they were playing, like, percussion?
Even better, you walk in, they're walking out, and she's, like, covered in, like, she's got, like, blue streaks all over her.
There's,
like,
blue paint everywhere in your house.
Blue paint all around her mouth.
Get the fuck out of my house!
They just do some stupid mime shit when they leave.
They don't even say anything. They just look at each other. They just start flailing. They're oh, oh, oh.
Shrug. And then just slap on some bongos. Incredible.
I don't, they leave two tickets to their show on your mantelpiece.
Give you a little shrug and then they walk out.
Would you go to that show?
Of course, the Blue Man Group.
You're just fucking fuming. You're like, that was fucking enticing.
They better be front row seats.
No, they're not. They're not.
They're like back of the house. I'm still going, but I won't be happy.
You're sitting in a special section with a bunch of other people who they fucked their spouse. You just see everyone else shooting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, because they fucked your wife, too. Yeah! Yeah, it sucks. It's like the third time, though. They're not going to leave her alone, by the way.
You think we could have got better seats? Yeah, but they gave us a cop drink, so...
Some other guy comes up. They used to give better seats back in the day, but, man, they've gotten real stingy lately.
They've been cucking my wife for years.
For years.
Oh, God. They say Vegas doesn't have any magic left in it.
He walks up, he's got a son who's slightly blue.
Half blue.
He's like half blue.
He's only half good at the drums. He got a real dud.
He wants to play guitar, but I won't let him.
Like, it's not who you are. Oh, Jesus. So, what game are you in love with that you just can't bring to stream? Because this is not a streamable game. Do you have anything like that? Other than Leisure Suit, Larry. I'm talking like games that you're allowed to play on stream, but you just can't because it's not a good stream game.
I want to play, like, I would love it if people watched me play shitty, not even, well, I mean, I think they're amazing, but I know Twitch thinks they're shitty. Just old school JRPGs like Breath of Fire 4 and like Legend of Dragoon and shit. I would love to just play those all day. But my God, Twitch hates that shit. Nobody will watch you play those. And I just, I'd do that all day if I could.
Fair. What about the Pokemon challenges? How have those been going?
Oh, like the Nuzlocke? I haven't done one of those in a long time. I need to do that again, actually. That's a good idea. He just gave me a good idea.
Can you explain the Nuzlocke challenge to those at home who might not know what the fuck we're talking about, who are still reeling from the idea that the Blue Man Group could be fucking their significant other?
So, if you love the Pokemon games and you want a challenge from them, like you played them and you want to play one again, but like you'd remember, like, you know, it was too easy, or like, I remember everything that's happening, or the Pokemon or whatever, you should do a Nuzlocke. What it is, it has to be emulated, but what it does is it will randomize the Pokemon in the game in each area, so it could be anything. You could find a Mew, you could find a Rattata, you could find a Arceus.
Just it even randomizes your starting three.
Yes, the starting three, too. So you'll go, you'll get the starting three. It could be like a fucking Dragonair or some shit. So you get, you know, the randomized Pokemon, but there's a catch, right? If your Pokemon that you have faints even one time, it's done. You have to put it in the box, and you don't have to release it, but usually you'll put it in the box and you'll release it, right? It's gone for good. And when you're out of Pokemon completely, like you've run out, your whole team has fainted, you're done. Game over, you lost.
You've been killed.
You die. You die.
Have you ever completed a Nuzlocke challenge?
I have not, because I suck.
Well, it's also got a big gambling factor, because you don't know what you're going to pull when you go into the tall grass. And you can only hit the tall grass one time per area, so it's like might get a Mewtwo, or you might get a fucking Para, you know?
I forgot to explain that rule. Yeah, you're right. You can only catch one Pokemon in each catchable area, like on a route. Like, if you're in Route 20, you can catch one Pokemon there, and that's it. You're done.
What is the biggest find you have found rolling around in the tall grass?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember. I found some crazy shit that was super overpowered. Like, you'll do that, right? And then it'll get murdered because, like, a Pidgeot has like earthquake or some shit like that, and then you're like, oh my fire my fire rock Pokemon, it just got one shot just out of the blue.
You find that one thing that's like, oh, this is the actual like Satan in Pokemon.
Satan for my Pokemon, and now my awesome Pokemon is dead, and I have that was my carry. Like, my carry is dead. It sucks.
I have no reason to go on.
No, yeah, it's rough when that happens. Your whole run ends, and you're like, fuck. But it's a lot of fun. It's tough. If you like Tarkov, it's the Pokemon of Tarkov.
You like
the Tarkov of Pokemon.
You like Tarkov, not for them sissies. This is the game for you. Have you seen
which I reinstalled Tarkov?
Have you seen the shit with Tarkov? The thing about data mining and shit?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw Logical Solutions is getting called out by Nikita on Twitter and some shit. Like, it's crazy.
You think that would be so something stupid that they'd want to keep behind closed doors? Because, like, yes, it might be them doing it, but they're using your game. Like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, and then, like, the drama. Like, your game's going to get data mined. Like, it's going to happen. Like,
that's common practice now. It seems like all games that have following get data mined.
Like, oh, no, it sucks so well. Like, be more forthright with your game, and then that won't happen. People won't need the data mine.
Yeah, Tarkov has had a lot of ups and downs through my tenure of a few wipes, and it's to the point where it's just, I don't know if it's the game, I don't know if it's the community, I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty much done with it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to like it a lot, and I also want something better to replace it. But like, because all like, it's such a cool idea, but like, my God, it's just been in the wrong hands. Like,
it's a cool idea, but the constant dragging on of all these wipes and like the re-release, I think it's done them a disservice.
Alpha, wink, wink.
I don't think it's ever going to get out of alpha, but I think it's a disservice to the fan base to have the game like this for so long.
Yeah,
it's like, because like people were like, oh, it was like this last year. Why isn't it better? I'm like, dude, this is it. This is like, what do you mean? Like, this is how it's going to be.
I'm just hoping some big developer sees Tarkov and is like, yeah, we can make a better one, like almost exactly the same.
Well, Modern Warfare kind of tried. And failed.
Oh, no, they did so bad. Like, that was not close. Though, I also feel like you can't have the same recipe. Like, there's another game that looks really cool called Road to Vostok, which is, like,
A
mix of DayZ and Tarkov, which looks really cool. Like, I'm hoping that one's good. Dark and Darker, hopefully coming back.
That one was getting sued, wasn't it? Because the some bullshit where one of the game companies said it got ripped off. So that's getting like held up in like court systems in South Korea or some shit.
Yeah, and America. There's like a lawsuit in America happening too, I think.
Yeah, and I had no desire to download a torrent. I'm like, why would I do that?
Oh, it's so easy. You boomer, it was so easy.
Oh my God. So, you know Ocean Gate, the guys who that submarine?
Yeah.
They immediately have a resume up on their shit for submersible pilot.
Yep. All that's fucking so funny. I feel like that's fake, like somebody went on a website and did it, but it's still so funny.
God. I don't know who's fucking applying for that, man. That seems dangerous as shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh. Well, you know, the next sub will be a little bit better, hopefully.
Oh, I mean, maybe?
Yeah.
Fucking shrug shoulders? I don't fucking
maybe?
Get in the sub, Jim. You want a paycheck? Get the fucking sub.
Yo, get that thing that James Cameron went into the Mariana Trench with or whatever.
Well, he made his own, apparently. James Cameron. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's funny because James Cameron was, like, talking shit about the guy who, like, owned that company, too. He's like, who's my friend? But he was just, like, the captain of the Titanic. He was warned, but he ignored the warning. He's like, bro, you don't have to be so fucking cheese dick about people are dead, James. You don't have
died on that thing, James.
You don't have to take the fucking high road, James. Nobody
you fucking know he's making a movie about that.
Oh, absolutely. And he's gonna entitle it for like, you know, in the pre credits, he's gonna be like, for my friend. And he's gonna make his friend look like an absolute dickhead the entire film.
To the victims.
And he's probably gonna make them look so goddamn dude. Well, I'm rich, okay. You gotta piss into this? He's gonna Oh no. But like the real question is, like, how is this billionaire boy who just went to Blink-182 and is gonna be like hooking up with OF baddies, how is he gonna survive the mourning process? Uh oh. I think I disconnected for a second. Oh no, I'm back. Content, don't leave me. My internet took a dump. I'm back. Oh no, I'm back. Content and.
Oh my God, hello.
I'm back. My internet decided to poop.
Oh my God, I was so scared. I was so alone.
I know. I made a joke and I thought I offended you deeply. I said how. I said how. Like the real question is, how is this kid who went to the Blink-182 drama, who's going to be hooking up with OF baddies, how is he going to survive the mourning process? That's what I want to know.
Oh, Oh, he is. Oh, I bet he's deep in it already. You know, he's just, you know, Blink 182 and OnlyFans models. That's how he's going to get through.
He's looking at like a wide open butthole right now. And he's just like, for my stepdad.
He's wiping his tears away with like billions of dollars right now. Like just a wad of cash.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I don't know why this is such a story. It seems so open and shut. Like, if you turn on CNN or Fox, it's, like, all they're talking about. And it's just like, the fuck, guys? There's, like, so much more important shit going on in the world than this.
The conspiracy is that the Hunter Biden trial is going on. So that's, you know, they're
oh, my God. Can we talk about him using like, prostitutes as a deductible tax write-off?
That's so funny. I don't know anything about this because, again, Sub and Hassan is in Japan right now, so I have no idea what's going on.
He was going to like pleasure palaces and stuff, and like using like the like the receipts from that as like a tax write off.
Here's the thing, right? Like, I would totally hang out with Hunter Biden. Like, he sounds like he knows how to party. Like,
it sounds like that's all he knows.
Smoking crack and going to hooker dens, like.
Getting foot jobs and shit.
He's getting foot jobs. He's got his dong out on his laptop and shit.
I think that's how you know you've made it in today's society.
Yeah. That and Blink 182 concerts.
Right.
He made it.
With that being said, content, we're getting close to our time constraints. Now is your time to say whatever it is you would like to say. Whether it be to plug something coming up, talk about, you know, a song about... No, I'm burping into the mic. Now's your time to say whatever it is you would like to say. The floor is yours.
Yes, new song out July 6th. Follow Chase Sequence on Spotify if you like synthwave, okay? Or if you like 80s retro-inspired electronic music, if that sounds cool to you. Also, royalty-free. I'm not going to DMCA you if you listen to it on Twitch or anything. Follow me on twitch.tv/content.
Why are you pretending to be nervous? Why are you stuttering?
I'm putting it on. It's fake.
Well, clearly.
It's a bit.
You and your bits. You'll live and die by your goddamn bits. Just like when For the King 2 drops, we got to get Plavi back.
Oh, my God. We're going to be playing that, yes. Me, you, and Plavi, and it's four player.
Oh, God.
It's four player.
I don't know if I can put up with Plavi for that. Oh, he says the weirdest Plavi shit all the time.
Oh, he does. Oh, my God. I haven't seen him. Dude, he disappeared off the internet. Like,
it's probably because he got shaved because he does terrible impressions.
His British accent and his Norwegian accent.
His Norwegian accent sounds like Swedish Chef.
Dude, it's so funny. He's actually doing
Schmorgenborg. He's what?
He's trying to imitate a streamer named Knut. It actually kind of sounds like him, which is hilarious. Knut is like the most Norwegian sounding man ever.
I mean, does he speak Norwegian?
He speaks like this. He talks like this.
Oh, yeah, so Knut streams in English.
Yeah, he streams in English, but yeah, he's from Norway and he's jacked. He's like Liver King sized.
Oh.
K-N-U-T. Yeah, it's hilarious. He's awesome.
Is this the Plavi like gold steps to becoming a rich and famous streamer? Yeah. Find someone bigger than you and all fucking drag them.
So funny. Yeah, that's the Plavi. Speaking of which, you got a Plavi on. That'd be hilarious.
That would be an interesting one, but he goes off on such random tangents, and he's going to bring up Bosnia-Herzegovina at least four times. Like, bro, like, what are you doing? He likes to take it to some places where he knows he shouldn't, just to do it.
Yep. And you're like, what the fuck?
It's like, bro, can you not talk about genocide for like 2 minutes, dude?
It's going to be a heavily edited episode.
Yeah, you're like, my job's hard enough. I don't need to do all that shit. With that being said, why don't you fucking go outside and smoke?
I am going to fucking go outside.
And or touch some grass. Why don't you smell the farts? The beautiful Florida farts, Chase.
It's going to be so farty outside, dude.
And we'll catch you next time on the comms.